Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, November 10th, 2005. Today's message is titled, Honored by All. The scripture text is from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure. For God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. This morning I drove my Amish neighbors to a wedding about 25 miles away. It is the custom among the Amish, at least in this area, to have weddings in November on Tuesdays or Thursdays. They told me the typical Amish wedding has some 350 to 400 people in attendance. The ceremony itself is at 8 a.m., followed by a hymn sing in German, a huge meal, afternoon fellowship, another hymn sing, and another meal. They hang around visiting with one another till about 9 p.m. All this is in the home, generally at the bride's parents. Here is a photo I took of the parked buggies this morning. It only shows a small part of them. I dropped the couple off at 7:30 a.m. as a steady stream of teens continued to appear. On our drive over, I expressed my interest in their wedding customs and was told that we would be invited to their infant daughter Sadie Ruth's wedding. Well, Sadie Ruth's not quite a year old, so that'll be a few years away. This Saturday, I will be attending a wedding near Baltimore of a young lady who grew up at a previous church I pastored in northern Pennsylvania. We attend to witness this solemn union and bless this young lady and her family. By our very presence, we hope to honor marriage. In this series, I have periodically referred to the daily scripture portion. This simple, straightforward command is so needed today. Marriage should be honored by all. This command does not seem to be regarding a specific marriage, but rather the institution of marriage itself. Today, this institution is under severe attack in radical and ungodly efforts to redefine it, contrary to its divine design. Marriage is the oldest human institution established by God Himself when He created Eve from Adam. Marriage is ordained by God. Genesis 2 verse 24 states, "For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." Marriage is an ongoing expression of God's wisdom when He stated, "It is not good for the man to be alone." He created a complementary helper suitable for him. The Lord Jesus, during His earthly ministry, powerfully reinforces this view. "Haven't you read," He replied, "that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.'" In another scripture, He said, "Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate." Today, let us honor marriage.
Jesus, one of the greatest mysteries in the human experience is how you blend two individuals and make them become as one. The me becomes us in our shared interests and goals in life. Things are no longer mine, but ours. Our times of celebration as well as times of sadness and loss become shared experiences. Thank you, Lord, for this tremendous companionship that I enjoy with my loving spouse. May I be a helper that is suitable and pleasing to Him. It is in Your name that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. And indeed, I am blessed with a wonderful marriage and a wonderful wife. I pray that's your condition as well. I do have a photo up of the buggies. When you drive up, they remove the horses. They apparently take the horses to the barn to feed since it's going to be such a long day. It would be interesting to have a photo of Jesse and Anna along with their children, all dressed up for the wedding. However, the Amish are opposed to having adult photos taken. They do allow photos of their children, and those of you that have watched this website for some time know that periodically I placed a photo up of either the little boy or little girl. Have a blessed day today. Stay faithful, Stay encouraged and keep honoring God.